Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we began the week yesterday talking about what you want to do when you grow up. And I told you a story about a man that I met in Vail, who at 89 years old is skiing 100 days a year, living in a 5-star hotel, and loving every minute of everything he's doing. And I thought that would be great. And now the question becomes, well, how do you get to be that person that you want to be? Or how do you get that lifestyle that you want to have? And I know we spend a lot of time talking about this. And since it's the beginning of the year, I think it would make sense to talk about New Year's resolutions. When you think about New Year's resolutions, you know, the idea is definitely a good one. The challenge is that, and people are well-intentioned, but 88% of people that make New Year's resolutions fail. 88% of them. Just think about it. You ever go to a gym in January? Place is packed. Go to the same gym 6 weeks later, mid-February, and you're just back to the regular people again. And what's happened to a New Year's resolution? People make jokes about it, right? Because so many people make them, but so few people actually follow through and make it happen. So part of the challenge is the resolution is a short-term goal. So if you do want to make a New Year's resolution, first and foremost, make sure it aligns with where you want to go. But those short-term goals are usually things like losing weight or getting a promotion. But here's the thing. You know, the one thing this man reminded me about is simply looking down the road, looking far down the road too, and stop making New Year's resolutions that are short-term and start making longer-term resolutions. And better yet, don't even call it a resolution. Make it a commitment. That's what we really want to do. It's meant to be a goal or a commitment rather than a resolution, because just the word resolution conjures up something that people never follow through with. Again, commitments are going to be long-term in nature. They align with what you want to do, hopefully, when you grow up. And I'm joking when I say that, but I'm really not. You know, whatever that next part of your life is, just make sure you've got commitments that are aligned to help you get there. And then you want to follow through with those commitments. And we'll talk more about that as we progress. But just remember this. You know, we know that life is short. You've got to feed that sense of wonder you have. Decide what you want to be and just start going after it. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can always subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's great to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I just ask for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. And all it means is committing to joining me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's just take a minute and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about how you can get back to that childlike wonder that you have. Or as I suggested before, this man that I met had this sense of wonder in him. He was just living for the moment, enjoying everything. How do you get back to that? How do we go back to that point when we were 6 or 7 years old and everything was just this world of wonder? We're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow, looking at life through the eyes of a 5 or 6-year-old. But for today, all I want you to do is just think about what it is that you want to commit to. We talked about the New Year's resolutions. Go beyond that. Make it a commitment, make it long-term, and make it align with where you want to be.